Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
And welcome to a new episode of Digital Coffee. And I'm your host, Brett Dice. If you please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Leave a review. It really does help with the rankings and let me know how I'm doing. But this week, we're going to be talking about the encroaching nature of anti-cheat software and how it's becoming a little bit more of an intrusiveness into your system, because I think it's important to talk about this whole saving us from ourselves type of a thing. So basically, we're going to talk about the Activision Ricochet anti-cheat, but let's get on with the show. And the whole only thing I'm going to be talking about is this, because it was finally announced and it looks very interesting. Now, it's a Ricochet anti-cheat that reportedly was leaked yesterday, supposedly. So that's another big issue. But the bigger issue is that it's very similar to what Valorant is doing and what Riot Games is doing for their anti-cheat system. So what it does is it kind of looks at your kernel, your basically in-depth look at your system, seeing what it's actually doing from the kernel level or the more of a microscopic level of what your system is actually doing behind the scenes, because it's been such a prevalent thing in Warzone. Activision had to do something about it, and they went very in-depth and very almost draconian in some way, where I'm kind of like, well, we kind of deserve it, or the people that wanted to cheat did deserve it, because a lot of times there were Twitch streamers and they were just trying to get those views, those sweet, sweet views, sweet, sweet subscribers, and the only way they could do it is to cheat. And it's become a bigger issue than just some random people just cheating just for the lulz. Now it's become more of a business, multi-billion dollar business, mind you. And so they had to do something. It wasn't a very fun thing, I think, for them to do. But yes, Ricochet is all about knowing what your system is doing. And then if it looks like you're cheating, banning you from even the system you're actually having, but also the IP you're doing. So you may be able to get around it with a VPN from the IP type of thing. But if it's down to your actual system and the system that you actually use, it's a lot harder. You almost have to buy a new PC for it. Now, with that being said, it is reported that the Ricochet basically anti-cheat code has been released, and looks like cheaters may find a way around it. If so, that just makes it a lot easier for them to still cheat. But Activision did say that they were looking into actually having moderation with this as well. And so they're going to have multiple levels of ways of dealing with this. And since leaks, hacks are becoming more and more prevalent with every business and company, this is going to be a bigger issue later down the road. I don't think this is going to be solved with this. I always did say that having standalone servers with moderators from the community to do it for free, mind you, is a lot better, because you can kind of see what's going on. Look at the log files, look at video files, and go, okay, you're actually cheating. There sometimes are very blatant cheaters, and there's sometimes not so blatant cheaters. The not so blatant ones are a lot harder to find, because you're like, wait, were you really that good? I can't tell. And so it is something to be deeply concerning about, because more and more they're going to be asking for more and more information about our systems to make sure that we're not cheating. And it's basically gamers' fault for doing it. I'm more saying on the side of those that are willing to cheat, buy the cheat codes to cheat on a game, which makes no sense to me, because it's just a game. You play it for fun, and when you cheat, it doesn't seem like you're playing it for fun anymore. It seems like you're playing it, well, you, for you, it could be fun because you're killing everybody and making people upset. But all in all, I just don't think we're going to be seeing just a very hands-off approach to cheating anymore, just because the past 2 years, it's been insane. More and more people are home means more and more cheaters are wanting to cheat. And it just doesn't look like this is ever going to go away. Developers are going to be looking for more and more ways to use these types of tools to monitor what you're doing. So that's where we're at. It's not something that I'm proud of. It's not something that I like, but it is something that for their bottom line and for keeping the community growing and growing, it's the only way to actually do it. It's not a fun way to do it, but it is the only way of doing it. So if you don't want an anti-cheat system that is very intrusive, I would probably tell you don't play Warzone or probably any Call of Duty Activision game, because from now on they're going to be using this as their main way of dealing with cheaters. Battlefield has also said as well they're going to be using easy anti-cheat with a bunch of different avenues of, I guess, moderating it at the same time. So it's going to be both tech and humans together finding out the cheaters and making sure that they go away, because even in Battlefield, and I'm a bigger Battlefield fan, it's been really frustrating to play with cheaters because a lot of times they're just bold and they just don't care, because if you ban them, they just come back with a new account and it doesn't really matter. So we'll see what the future holds, but I'm still saying that it's going to be a little bit more intrusive each year just to make sure that we aren't quote-unquote cheating, whatever that means anymore. All right, and that's the episode. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree with this? Let me know in the comments below. But thank you for listening to Digital Coffee. As always, please subscribe to Digital Coffee on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. The review really does help with the rankings. Let me know how I'm doing. Join me next week as I actually do a longer episode and talk about what's going on in the PC gaming industry. All right, guys, stay safe, game on, and play fairly. See you next week. Later.